Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Special Commissioner of BBMP, Mr. Kataria, is on call with me. Good morning, I'm Disha Oberoi. This is 93.5 Red FM. Show ka naam hai Morning Number 1. Disha! Now, I was reading that Bangalore has had the highest single day spike on Saturday. Apparently, many public spaces and private spaces are being converted into possible institutional quarantine centers. Now, I wanted to find out, what are the projected numbers for the next few months for Bangalore, for Karnataka? You know, it's always better to be a little prepared. Agar projection se kam aaye, good for us. Projection se zyada nahi aana chahiye. So, can you tell us what particular project you're working on?
So, one of the task force which I'm heading is in charge of the COVID care center. COVID care center is basically a center where the asymptomatic patients who do not require really a medication will go, kept in isolation for 10 to 14 days, depending on their health condition. As per the data, most of the almost 88% of the patients in Karnataka are asymptomatic cases. So we don't want to put burden on the health infrastructure because these people don't require any medication and health care.
Right.
Only isolation is required. So that we have now started identifying the additional spaces.
What was commonly known as institutional quarantine? Are we looking at areas and maybe larger spaces where you can set up beds and institutionally quarantine asymptomatic citizens?
Yeah, it's basically like that. On institutional quarantine, when we started, was irrespective of positive or negative cases.
Yeah.
Here, after screening, the positive cases are to be kept here. They will shift them to these centers. So we have started identifying already 4 centers we have identified and declared as the COVID care center. One is the Haj Bhavan, around 400 beds. And then 2 indoor stadiums, Koramangala and Kantirava. And the hospital at Ravi Shankar Ashram. So these 4 places we have identified so far.
How do you differentiate kisko ghar pe rehna hai, who's going to be in home quarantine and who's going to be in institutional quarantine? What is the basic difference in deciding this?
No. Now the protocol is the positive cases have been divided into 3 categories.
Okay.
The serious cases will go to the COVID care hospitals.
Right.
Where they require basically oxygen support or ICU or
yes,
ventilation, this thing. So that those will go to the hospital. Then people with mild symptoms will go to a dedicated healthcare center. There the doctors will be available. They would not require serious kind of treatment, but they require some basic treatment. So that will be again a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Then third cases, which is the largest number, which around 85% of the patients would be, they would not require any healthcare and medication because they are asymptomatic patients. So they require isolation. So in Karnataka, we have decided that these people will also be kept in the COVID care center for 10 to 15 days time till they become negative. This is the larger chunk actually. The maximum people are falling in this category. So, but to further to take care, because the cases are going up and like we expect the cases will further go up.
What is the projection, sir, for Karnataka or Bangalore, if you can tell me, in the next 2-3 months? Koi to aise projected numbers honge?
Yeah, so Bangalore, the projection is, I have been asked to arrange around 20,000 beds in the next few weeks.
Oh.
So we expect that the number, you see the number, so it may, by the month end, maybe around 1,200 or 1,500 excess number will happen. But similarly, if you see, the recovery percentage is also very good in Karnataka.
Yes.
So we will, in the COVID care center also, we'll have doctors and technical
sir,
people.
Sir, it's a very good coordination between the health team and BBMP, because BBMP is taking care of food and basic facilities and the health department takes care of the doctor, medical staff.
It's a perfect,
Jugalbandi?
Teamwork. It's a perfect Jugalbandi. So, sabhi log lage hue hai. The target is that we should fight COVID properly and we should make the city COVID-free in next few months. So
that's a good goal to have, Kataria ji. That's a very good ambition. And janta kuch kar sakti hai aapki madad karne mein, jo log sun rahe radio ko is waqt. Is there anything we can do, sir, to help make the process faster?
Mask lagake chalo, maintain social distancing, and if there's any people with any symptom, please inform to get them treatment. And this COVID care center, we are taking care of the people very well, so people should not be scared of reporting cases, because people also have some habit of not to report. If you have symptom, please report, come forward, so that we can control the community spread. We can control the spread of virus in and around us. We want everybody to be healthy in the city and the state and the country.
Mr. Kataria, thank you for your time. You have a Herculean task on hands, finding 20,000 beds, that too in a clean, safe facility. And with the projected numbers, I wish you all the best and your entire
thank
team.
You.
Take care, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Good day.
Thank you for your time, sir. Thank you. Morning number one, pay Disha, Disha.
Morning number one, pay Disha. Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho. Disha.